If you ever wanted to see grassroots political action in action, you'd have been impressed by this past week's Ohio Farm Bureau Ag Day at the Capitol. Farmers from all corners of the state battled level 2 snow emergencies to come to Columbus to meet and inform their state lawmakers and to hear from the new governor of the state of Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine joins us as we look back at Ag Day at the Capitol today on Town Hall, Ohio.
This is Town Hall, Ohio, home to interesting people, engaging issues, and enlightening stories. Town Hall, Ohio is a production of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, working to forge a partnership between farmers and consumers, and is supported by Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Now, here's Town Hall, Ohio host, Joe Corneli.
Every year, Farm Bureau hosts Ag Day at the Capitol, but it is not every year we get a visit from the governor. Mike DeWine spent some time talking about issues important to the state of Ohio, and you're going to hear his comments in just a few minutes. But before we get to the governor, I want to turn things over for a moment to Ty Higgins.
Thank you, Joe. And Mr. Burkett, a long way to drive in on a very snowy morning, but you made it, and it's all for a good cause. This is a big day for Ohio Farm Bureau.
It's a big day for Ohio Farm Bureau as we celebrate the year of our centennial. For 100 years, farmers have been coming to the capital of the great state of Ohio to advocate for not only their needs, but the neighbors, and joining together to do that. And today they did it in some incredible weather circumstances. As we look at the landscape across Ohio, and I'm sure many in this room shared the same drive I shared in this morning.
A little bit of white knuckling all around the room here for sure. But now we're settled in here for Ag Day 2019. A lot of issues to talk with our legislators about. What are some of the things that are we're prioritizing here in 2019 as far as Farm Bureau is concerned?
A lot of priority issues as we look to the organization and to represent the membership. Clearly, as we look at the state of Ohio, water quality the impact that that we can have in that arena, and not only in impacting water quality itself, but leading a conversation that builds and strengthens communities around us. All the good work that Farm Bureau continues to do on other issues in regards to property rights and regulation, and from not only from a Ohio Farm Bureau standpoint, but from an American Farm Bureau standpoint as well. Lots of issues on the plate nationally as we look to immigration and tariffs and trade.
A lot of new faces in some new positions here in Columbus at the State House. Brand new governor with Mike DeWine, but then you look at the list of congressmen and women we're going to be visiting with today in Columbus, and we see freshmen by a lot of names. That means we have some new relationships to build and some new education opportunities for those folks that may not be from agriculture or maybe not even been on a farm before.
As we look in a population less than 2% on farms, we know that that's certainly the case. So, great opportunity for our members to do what they have done for 100 years, which is build relationships to produce results. You see it happening all around us, and at lunch today, when we have the opportunity for our members to sit down with their representatives and senators, they'll be hard at it.
That's Ohio dairy farmer and president of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation, Mr. Frank Burkett, chatting with Farm Bureau's Ty Higgins. The keynote address at Ag Day at the Capitol, as mentioned, came from Governor Mike DeWine. Although the term address isn't totally correct, the governor sat down with Ohio Farm Bureau's Executive Vice President Adam Sharp in a fireside chat format. So let's turn things over to Adam.
We really appreciate the governor joining us today. You heard a little bit of his ag credentials. You know, this is what's been really nice for, of course, Ohio Farm Bureau, all of our agricultural friends that are in the room here today, is to have a governor who understands agriculture, who grew up around and right in agriculture. So that's a real pleasure for us and a real pleasure for him to be here with us today, especially since we're celebrating our 100th year, our centennial year of the Ohio Farm Bureau. So let's start off with some questions, and the first one, of course, has got to be around agriculture. So, Governor, would you like to share your vision as you've now coming right into office here? So we're right in this first month or so of your office as governor. Talk to us a little bit about your vision of agriculture here for the state in your term.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be with everyone. Looks like you all had a great meal. Let me first start off by introducing my wife, Fran. We're one month into this, and I think first of all, any governor needs to realize the importance of agriculture to Ohio. It's still the number one industry, if you count not just those who are on the farms and those who are doing the work in the fields, but if you look at all the related industries that are connected with that, it's just huge. Actually, I was having a conversation just a couple of minutes ago. I was in Cincinnati this morning. I was having a conversation in regard to Jobs Ohio. And as you may recall, under the Kasich administration, basically the economic development arm of the state was privatized and put into what's called Jobs Ohio. But the governor makes the appointments to the board of Jobs Ohio. And one of the things I was just talking to the new head of Jobs Ohio, who will take over, J.P. Nasioff from Dayton, who will take over in a couple of weeks, about that agriculture, we need to focus on agriculture in Jobs Ohio, particularly looking at the industry as a whole and what are maybe some choke points that are holding us back in Ohio. So. Very, very important. Delighted to have Dorothy Planda, who you're going to hear from in just a few minutes, as our head of agriculture in the state, Department of Agriculture. And so very, very, very important.
Excellent. And you mentioned Jobs Ohio and business in the state of Ohio. In your platform, we talk about regulation, and regulation in the state is something that agriculture both respects, and we have to have good regulation, but we also know we need to look hard at regulation. That's something that you've talked about as part of your campaign and coming into your new role. Tell us a little bit about your regulatory philosophy and regulatory review, and also what does a good regulation look like, right? And what kind of regulation review process do you see unfolding?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we're all kind of products of our past, and as I told you all, I grew up in a small business. We probably never had more than 25 employees. My grandmother, Alice, kind of ran the office, and I just remember when I was a little kid, even before I was working in there, my grandmother complaining about the government and all the idiots in Washington and some of the ones in Columbus and on about these crazy regulations and that if they made no sense. And so that's kind of where my background is. Look, we know we have to have some regulations, but one of the things that John Houston and I are starting to do, and one of the things we've tasked our different cabinet officials and directors with doing, is to look at the different regulations, not just look at new regulations and see whether they work or not. Well, let's go back and look at all the regulations that your department is enforcing and see, you know, which ones make sense, which ones are outdated, which ones that are not being enforced maybe the way they should. But part of it is it's not just the regulations themselves. Part of it's a culture. And the culture should be that yes, government is there to regulate, and government is there to make sure things are the way we've outlined them, and the safety of people, et cetera. But there's ways to do that, and there's ways to do that. Government can be of help. Part of it's a culture, our culture and our administration that we're trying to drive down through our team, through our cabinet members, down into all the state employees is, look, we are here to try to help, and if there's a way to resolve this, fix the problem, let's get the problem, whatever the problem is, let's get the problem fixed, let's not be punitive, let's be helpful, and let's also try to be consistent. I mean, one of the things I hear from businessmen and women, small business, agriculture, anybody in business, and that is, you know, give us some consistency. Don't be changing the rules on us all the time and the way that the laws are enforced. So that's our goal. We're going to obviously fall short of that in some cases. We trust that you will remind us about that when we do fall short, because it's a big state government, and I'm not there, and I don't know everything that's going on every moment. I know that'll be a shock to you all. But,
Well, I appreciate that. A regulatory predictability is always key to any business. And speaking of regulation, of course, water quality is a big deal in our state. It's a priority for this organization as it is for all of our agricultural partners. We recognize our challenges. We also see our challenges as opportunities for water quality. We spend a lot of time and a lot of dollars making sure that we're spending our time and dollars on fixes for this, you know, for the issue, how we're going to address the issue. A lot of good things have happened, both on the voluntary side and also on the mandatory side. You know, there are a series of new regulations out there as well. Can you talk to us a little about your approach to water quality as you're coming into office?
Well, certainly very much on our mind as we took office. And as I selected the members of the cabinet, particularly the EPA, Ohio Department of Natural Resources. And by the way, Mary Mertz, would you like to raise your hand? Mary Mertz, who heads up our Ohio Department of Natural Resources, Dorothy heading up the Ag as well. Those three departments particularly, you know, have a lot to do with water quality. So I think first you have to say we're doing a lot of things right. We've got a great system in place, 88 counties. But we do have, obviously, still some challenges. And you're going to find that our way of operating, whether it's on this issue or any other issue, is to try to pull people together. You know, bringing in the agriculture community as part of the solution. They need to be there at the table as we begin. So these discussions are taking place. Our three members of the cabinet are meeting every week specifically in regard to Lake Erie. Last week I announced that I had hired Joy Mullinex, who worked, some of you may know from my time in the United States Senate, who worked on Great Lakes issues, worked on quality, water quality issues. So she is going to really kind of be the point person on this. And frankly, when we present our budget, it's kind of interesting. When you get elected governor, you know, you celebrate for a day or a night at least, and then you wake up the next morning and say, oh, I've got 25 members of the cabinet I've got to put in. We've got to pick those, and I've got to do that in about 60 days. And then, of course, once you take office, you have to present a budget by March 15th. And so things are really, really, really front-loaded. But when we present our budget, you know, a lot of focus will be on water quality. We're going to have a focus on, obviously, on Lake Erie. And we've got to be able, frankly, and I've talked with, seen a number of members of the legislature. I know Senate President Larry Obhoff has talked a lot about Lake Erie, quality of water throughout the state. As have other members of the General Assembly that I see here. So it's going to be a priority, but we also have to be willing to put money behind it. And we can't expect farmers to carry the whole burden. So it's going to take money. It's going to take real money. And we're going to have to make that commitment over a long period of time. So we're still working out the numbers, but when you see our budget, you'll see a real commitment to the Great Lakes, to water quality. But you know, sometimes we focus on Lake Erie, that's important, but it's also the Ohio River, it's also water quality throughout the state. And so we try to look at this from a holistic point of view, but it's going to cost money. It's not going to be done cheaply, and our budget will reflect that.
More with Governor DeWine from Ag Day at the Capitol after this. We're back with more of Governor Mike DeWine's visit with Farm Bureau's exec Adam Sharp during Ag Day at the Capitol. The governor talked about it. One of the issues that's very high priority for his administration.
You're going to see a lot of emphasis, and you're going to hear us talk a lot about early childhood development. Again, anybody who's a parent, anybody who's a grandparent, you see how fast these kids develop. You see their personality being formed by 3 or 4. We all know, kind of intuitively, the importance of reading to kids. The truth is that we've got kids who are growing up who are just, through absolutely no fault of their own, are growing up in difficult circumstances. But for whatever reason, usually it's first-time moms who just are having a difficult time. My wife Fran says that, and Fran's looked at a lot of these programs and traveled around the state in the last few years, she says every mother she comes in contact with wants to be a good mother. But it's helping that person do that by an outreach. And it's literally reaching that mom while she is pregnant, early on in the pregnancy, to make sure she gets the help she needs. And then after the child is born, making sure there's someone there to help her. One more thing, and that is 4-H, FFA, the leaders in 4-H. How many of you have been 4-H leaders? Wow. You know, just like having a good teacher, a 4-H leader determines how good the club is and determines how what those kids learn. And Fran and I calculated one time that we had how many straight years of 4-H? 35 straight years we had kids in 4-H. So,
your time as a U.S. senator, you spent time in Washington, D.C., representing Ohio on a number of important issues for the country. How has that prepared you for the role of governor in Ohio?
Well, I really think, you know, everything I've done in my life has helped me prepare to be governor. You know, you're kind of a product of your past, whether it's being in growing up in a small family business, being the county prosecutor, or the other jobs I've held. This may sound like a strange thing to say, considering what's on the news every night, but I found that I could get things done in Washington, frankly, by focusing on results and focusing on reaching across the aisle and working with other people who I might not agree with on some issues, but I could find common ground on that particular issue. That's how we're trying to, you know, approach these issues. We got a contentious issue now. It's going to be a tough lift, frankly, for people in the state legislature. And boy, I understand it. I served, you know, in elective office while I was voting for 22 years. But that is what we're going to do with our gas problem, with our roads, our ODOT problem. We inherited a pretty significant problem. We have a deficit of about $1.5 billion. Every single year in regard to our highways. And people say, well, how did that just come up? Well, it didn't just come up, but it's sort of been hidden a little bit because the state had issued some bonds and got a lot of money up front, and that money was able to kind of carry us through for a few years. That money's now pretty much gone, and now we're left with a structural deficit of about $1.5 billion a year. Now that impacts all of you because 40% of that money goes down to the townships. Part of it goes down to the cities, the villages, and certainly to the county engineers. So what we've seen in the last few years is the number of miles being driven has gone up. Same time, the revenue has stayed flat. The reason the revenue, of course, has stayed flat is a good thing, and that is we're getting better fuel efficiency with our cars. The last time the gas tax was raised, if you compare that versus a dollar then, that tax then provided, for every dollar it provided then, that dollar today is worth 59 cents in what we can buy. So that's what I walked into. We knew it was bad, didn't have any idea as bad as it is. And so we're going to have to raise the gas tax, and we're going to have that discussion with the legislature. We've already started that discussion. It's a user tax. It's only going to be paid by those who use the highways. But if we don't do it, our highways are going to start going down. And the $1.5 billion shortfall that we're going to have is only, if we fill that hole, miracles aren't going to happen. It's simply going to mean that we're going to be able to continue on maintaining our highways and our roads the way that we have in the past. Not any better, but we're going to be able to maintain that. We're also going to be able to do some new projects. If we do not pass an increase, you're not going to be able to do any of that. We're going to have no new projects, and we're going to continue to go downhill. I have a map showing the number of bridges that have been closed already in Ohio. I have another map that shows the number of bridges that need to be repaired, that are starting to become dangerous, and it's a very, very scary thing. So my point about all this is to kind of tell you it's coming and tell you this is a problem that we, the legislature and I, have to deal with. But also to say, look, these are not Republican or Democrat issues. There are a lot of issues that we need to put partisanship aside, and we need to just go and deal with the problem. You know, I was elected to lead. I intend to lead. I was elected to try to solve problems. I intend, with the help of the state legislature, working with them to try to solve the problems that we have in the state.
Farm Bureau members highly honored by the presence of Governor Mike DeWine at Ag Day at the Capitol. When we return, we'll hear from Dorothy Palanda, selected by the governor to be our new director of the Ohio Department of Agriculture. We're back with Farm Bureau's Ag Day at the Capitol coverage. Wednesday of this week, several hundred farmers braved terrible weather to get to Columbus and lobby their state lawmakers and hear from some of the state's top officials. You've been hearing what Governor DeWine had to say. The person he appointed to the Director of Agriculture job is Dorothy Palanda. I had the chance to visit with her during a kind of a fireside chat event during Ag Day. The first question I put to Director Palanda, what attracted her to the job?
I think two main things. One, the opportunity to work for and to serve our great governor, Mike DeWine. And second, to be able, in my capacity as director, to promote our number one industry through innovation and growth. You know, our governor often says, it's not enough to just do your job, you've got to talk about it. So one of the things he has challenged me in our department is to really ramp up our communications. What are we doing as farmers? What are we doing as soil and water conservation experts to tell our story around the state? And in that regard, we've hired people in our department who are going to specialize in communicating these great things that we're doing across the state.
So we got to hear between Adam and the governor a lot of the goals that the governor has for the state. Within that, those parameters specific to the Department of Agriculture, What are some of the big things that you want to see ODA get done during your tenure?
Well, of course, the governor's touched on water quality, and water quality is a top priority for ODA, as well as our two sister entities, EPA and ODNR. And to that end, Mary and Lori and I, with our teams, meet on a weekly basis for hours on end, trying to learn what we've done in the past, what we need to think about now, and how we go about in the future. I believe that the best solutions come from people who are closest to the problem. Another top priority for us, too, is food safety. You know, if I had to describe the Department of Agriculture in one word, it would be safety. Safety for our consumers who eat our food, safety in our plants and our animals, and also, in my department, safety in our amusement rides. And so one of my jobs as the Director of Agriculture is to make sure that the rides we enjoy, that our children enjoy, at the county and state fairs are safe for all of us to use. Our budget this year will include additional expenses for inspectors in both meat and ride safety, and I look forward to having conversations with our wonderful legislators about the importance of those items in our budget.
I'd like to follow up on a topic that Adam raised with the governor, and that's regulations. We're all in agreement. Sometimes they're necessary, but how they are enforced is what catches our attention and helps us support or perhaps push back a little bit. What's your vision of the proper way to enforce regulations in agricultural circles?
Well, thanks for that question. The second day that I was on the job, I gathered all our chiefs together and I said, I want to see the letters that you send to our constituents about various permitting issues, violations, etc. Because I want to make sure that those letters are not punitive, but rather helpful. And the idea is, as Governor DeWine has said, we are a regulatory agency, that's true, but we do not have to be punitive about it. My goal every day, whenever I meet someone, or a group, or a meeting like this, is for people to walk away feeling good about what we're doing and how we're treating them. I want every person who gets a letter from our department, every group that we come in contact with, to know that we respect them, we care about them, and that they're an integral part of our Ohio moving forward with our number one industry.
I'm sure it had to be hugely exciting when the governor asked you to serve in this position. Have you had a chance to just kind of contemplate what it means to be the first female in this job?
No. And I think Governor DeWine, throughout his career, whether it's been a congressman, attorney general, or governor, has always been focused on getting the very best person for the job, without regard to gender or any other factor. And so it's important for me, and I take the most pride in the fact that he believes I was the very best person for this job for many other reasons other than my gender.
So you have a background as an attorney. Is that going to help maybe shape the way you view the job of Director of Agriculture? Is there going to be some influence there?
Well, I think just my ability, again, the number one takeaway from my years as a lawyer was the ability to build relationships, to solve problems through relationship building. That same experience and strength is also something very important as a legislator. You know, we talk about regulations, and the legislature has introduced a bill that would require all regulatory agencies, including mine, to reduce regulations by 30%. We are looking at our department as well, saying, what are we doing now that makes sense, and how do we go forward with that? But that certainly expresses the sentiment of a lot of people that there's a lot of unnecessary regulation. So we'll be looking very critically at that. The number one thing that I want to do is whatever contact we have with the Ohio people, I want it to be positive, I want it to be clear, and I just want people to leave the meeting feeling good about their relationship with our department and with our governor.
Dorothy Palanda, our guest on Town Hall Ohio, actually our guest at Farm Bureau's Ag Day at the Capitol held earlier this week here in Columbus. Dorothy serving as the Director of Agriculture in the administration of Governor Mike DeWine. Hope you had a chance to hear more from the governor earlier on in the show. We'll be back to cover additional pieces of Ag Day. Ty Higgins is going to take things over from here. We'll be back right after this.
This week on Town Hall Ohio, we're covering an annual event that Ohio Farm Bureau hosts in Columbus called Ag Day at the Capitol. Along with Joe Corneli, I'm Ty Higgins. Farm Bureau members from all over the state convened at the State House to visit with their congressmen and women about issues that matter to Ohio's number one industry, agriculture. What are those priority issues, and how are they decided? As Jack Irvin, Ohio Farm Bureau's Senior Director of State and National Policy, told me, it is truly a grassroots effort.
When we're setting our priorities, we're looking at what do our members tell us to do? Where are we going to go this year? And some of the priorities this year, of course, we're going to be beholden somewhat to the budget of the state. So that dictates a lot of the action here at the State House. But some of the things we're looking at is, can we look at that budget for possibly some incentives for that next generation, some young and beginning farmers? Are there some opportunities that we can do maybe with our tax code or some other areas that can help transition that next generation in? Because we hear that from so many people of, hey, let's look for some opportunities for the next generation. Looking at our infrastructure, I mean, we often overlook the nuts and bolts of our roads and bridges and be able to get our products, get our equipment around the state. Having access to the broadband high-speed internet, which is so important for business entities now, not only in underserved areas, but there's some areas unfortunately not served at all. And then oil and gas issues. We have a lot of our members that struggle with having a proper understanding of, hey, what's the gas or oil that's leaving my farm? Is it being reported accurately? And just having a more efficient and transparent process that me as a layperson can quickly and easily understand. So we're looking at some legislative options for that. And finally, water quality. We can't not have a conversation down here with our legislators and not talk about water quality. We have so many new members here, new legislators, that it's an opportunity for us to kind of educate what's ag working on, what are we doing, and just help tell that narrative of how important agriculture is and the role we play in working on water quality issues.
it really is a three-step process. You mentioned all the freshman members of Congress that we have all throughout Ohio that we need to educate about agriculture across the Buckeye State, our priority issues. Then there's talking with those that are going to make something happen, get that legislature to actually do something. A lot of new members of Congress, a new governor. So in your experience, when you have new people in place in new positions they're not used to, how long does it take to really get the ball rolling and start getting some things done?
It definitely takes a little bit of time. There's certainly a big learning curve for sure. I think part of the fortunate aspect of having a governor like Mr. DeWine is he obviously has a lot of experience. He's certainly new to the governor's role, but he's not new to government. So I think he has certainly a leg up and help with that transition. And we have a lot of familiar faces around here for sure. And I think having organizations like FarmView and all these members and all these farmers come together to help educate these new legislators and be a resource for them is certainly a great opportunity here for us, and we're excited to be here.
That's Ohio Farm Bureau's Jack Irvin. Issues depend on where you are in the state. For a lot of farmers in Northwest Ohio, water quality is high on the list. Get to the southeast part of the state, oil and energy, a big part of the conversation. But how about in the central part of the state? Licking County farmer Andy Hollenbach was at Ag Day at the Capitol. He talks about what was on the top of his list as he met with legislators in Columbus.
I can't emphasize enough the importance of, you know, visiting with your legislator and providing that local viewpoint, how things that happen here in Columbus affect us on the farm in our local communities, whether it's infrastructure or broadband, whatever the case is, they need to hear that from their constituents, because sometimes things get lost in the muck and you've got to bring things back to reality and bring them back to home. And that's why it's important to be here today. You know, on the top of my mind is the two things I mentioned, probably broadband and infrastructure. But not too far from the top of my mind is, you know, manure management, nutrient management, which goes into that water quality issue. You know, there is a big focus on Northwest Ohio with water quality. But let's face it, in Licking County, we've got Buckeye Lake. We have a lot of water that flows to Dillon Reservoir and down into the Niskanian and eventually to the Ohio. So, you know, although it's maybe not my top priority, it's not too far, because it's a pretty broad stroke, water quality is, for the whole state and for everybody in agriculture.
Many of our listeners that aren't involved in the industry might wonder why rural Ohio needs broadband so badly, but there's so much technology in agriculture right now that is definitely a necessity.
Absolutely, Ty. You know, we have a business, as many people do, and as part of our business, you know, we have payroll to run to pay our employees, and guess what? That's all done online now. And it's so much information to share it online now, too, that it becomes more and more critical. If you go to any of these other bigger companies and ask them to operate their business, you know, million-dollar business, whatever the case is, without good internet access, they'd laugh at you. You know, it's almost as important as water in a good bathroom anymore, you know? It's a key element. And, you know, I only live a mile and a half from a state route, and I don't have internet access. So it's not like I'm way out in the boondocks or anything. I mean, we're pretty close to town. We're pretty close to a state route, and we don't have it. And we need it. And moving forward in agriculture, we're going to need it more and more.
That's Andy Hollenbach. He farms in Licking County, one of the constituents in Columbus for Ohio Farm Bureau's Ag Day at the Capitol earlier this week. More coverage of the event coming up after this as Town Hall Ohio continues. Welcome back to Town Hall Ohio, covering the recent Ohio Farm Bureau Ag Day at the Capitol along with Joe Corneli. I'm Ty Higgins. Just as it is with society, many lawmakers in Columbus don't know a whole lot about agriculture. That's why Farm Bureau members took time earlier this week to visit with their legislators about what's happening on the farm and how many decisions made at the State House matter in rural Ohio. Senator Bob Peterson represents Ohio's 17th District. He's no stranger to Ag Day at the Capitol because at one time he was a Farm Bureau member and past president of the organization.
Yeah, Ag Day at the Capitol has been a highlight of my winter, I guess, for years. Even going back to when I was a volunteer leader, like the volunteer leaders rolling in Columbus right now. From a legislator's perspective, you know, it's always exciting when people come see you in the State House, especially when you're from a far-flung district like I am and some others are. You know, the willingness to travel to Columbus to lobby and talk to your legislators about ag issues is just so important, and it gives us a gives farmers, put on my farmer hat, gives farmers a chance to share their issues directly with the people that affect their lives.
What's convenient about your background is you do have a farming background. You're a farmer down there in Fayette County, but a lot of these legislators, especially these freshman legislators here at the State House now, might need to learn a little bit about the industry.
Well, there's really only two or three of us that actually farm in the legislature. Now everybody's got some sort of a connection to a farm, and that's what's important. We need to make those connections, make sure people understand the importance of agriculture. Still our number one industry in the state of Ohio, and we need to make sure it stays that way for both Ohio's future and for agriculture's future.
Many of the Farm Bureau members in Columbus earlier this week had the chance to meet with the president of the Ohio Senate, Larry Obhoff. He told his Ohio Farm Bureau delegation that 2019 is a new day in Columbus.
I think that for agricultural communities in particular, we can look forward to increased collaboration between agriculture and the legislature, increased collaboration between agriculture and the new governor. I grew up on a farm. The speaker, the governor, both live on farms now. So all of us have an agriculture background, and all of us understand the issues and care deeply about the issues that face Ohio's farmers.
One of the biggest issues, obviously, is water quality, something you're going to be talking about with Governor DeWine extensively here over the next couple of months. As people from Ohio Farm Bureau visit with you, what are they telling you, and what do you see moving forward on that?
Well, we have priority legislation targeted at protecting Lake Erie and our other waterways, but what we're trying to do is work in a collaborative fashion with agriculture and frankly recognize that some of the issues related to Lake Erie stem from much more than just farm runoff. We also need to upgrade our water treatment systems. We need to make sure that neighboring states are doing some of the same things. So it's not just about saying Northwest Ohio farmers, we're going to put all the blame on you for what is really a collaborative problem that affects everyone in the state and has many different causes. We're going to work together to find common solutions that work for everybody.
As our members visit your office, they're also going to be talking about other priority issues, including the budget and infrastructure. I know you guys are just getting started here in 2019, but how soon do you see something like a budget getting done?
The transportation budget will be introduced over the next few days and is actually required by law to be done by the end of March. So we will be hitting that running pretty fast coming in the next week. The main operating budget, which deals with so many different other issues, a lot of taxing issues, a lot of spending issues, funds all of the state agencies, including the Department of Agriculture. That will start ramping up probably around the middle of March and will go until the end of June. So we'll have an awful lot of work ahead of us. But we look forward to working with our agricultural communities to find common solutions that work for everybody.
How important are visits like this when people come from a Farm Bureau organization from all counties all across the state and come to your office?
I think that's significant. Look, at the end of the day, we work for you. And anybody out there listening, never let your representatives or your senators forget that. So when you come to Columbus to visit for an event like today, you should feel free to not just walk the halls at the State House, but pop in on your legislators or give them a call before you come down and let them know that you'll be in town. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised at how many people will carve out some time in the day to sit down with you, talk one-on-one about the issues that you're facing, and then work with you to find solutions. And, you know, some of them voted for you, some of them didn't. Some of them share your political views, some don't. But you have a duty as a representative to work for all of them to do what is best for the state of Ohio. And I think it's important when people are in town, when people across Ohio come to visit the State House, that you make sure your voice is heard, that your representative knows where you stand on the issues and knows about some of the problems that you face in your daily life so that we can work together to find ways to deal with those.
Larry Obhoff, the president of the Ohio Senate, one of our guests at this week's Ag Day at the Capitol, hosted in Columbus. You can follow our coverage on our Twitter account, twitter.com/Ohio Farm Bureau, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Ohio Farm Bureau. For Joe Corneli, I'm Ty Higgins. We'll see you down the road.
Town Hall Ohio is a project of the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation and is brought to you with the support of Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side. Join us again next week for Town Hall Ohio.